Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host. And for this very special episode, I am joined by Client Services Manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Agent for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Patrice Wells.
Hello, how are you?
And as I mentioned, very special because we're coming to you from the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, California. Yay!
Yay!
Very exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
Our location is actually the Paradise View Terrace at Disney's Grand Californian Resort and Spa. We have California Adventure screaming and yelling and making noises behind us.
During the last show, they had a drum.
Yes.
Didn't a parade come by during the show?
I think a parade went by. Right.
So this is part two of a two-part series we're doing about Disneyland. Kevin and I are out here on an Adventures by Disney vacation. And Patrice lives about 20, 25 minutes away. So we thought we'd bring her in and we'd answer some questions about Disneyland. So thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's hot as heck out here and Patrice just gave me, but it's the dry heat.
It's the dry,
it's the dry heat. Yes.
And what do you say when people say it's the dry heat?
So is my oven.
I can't, but he's such a complainer.
That's a good point, though. It's a good point, though. Heat is heat.
She is so nice to you.
She is.
I would not be.
She's still afraid of me.
I don't like to pick sides.
So we're going to get started. We're going to answer some questions we received from clients. We received from our Facebook page or from our Twitter. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it's at DreamsUTravel. I've actually been tweeting this whole time we've been on our trip. But a great way to follow us and to look for information as it comes up. So let's get started with our first Disneyland question. Can I add a dining plan to my Disneyland vacation?
No.
The answer is no.
No.
You're getting to be just like Tracy. No, and then I move on.
No, I don't want to move on. I don't want to move on. But no, you can't. You can't add a dining plan because they are not available at Disneyland. There is no dining plan whatsoever. They have vouchers for character dining, which are only useful if you're going to actually do a character dining. But there's so many choices inside and outside Disneyland that a dining plan isn't really necessary. You're inside of a city. You're inside the city of Anaheim. You're able to walk across the street and have... go to a steakhouse or a seafood restaurant. So there's other options besides just eating inside the park or at Downtown Disney. So I think that's why there isn't a dining plan.
Do you think Disneyland will ever add one? I mean, it's so popular at World. I mean, is it something they might consider?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I don't know about the future. As annual pass holders, you know...
It's not something you would take advantage
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
And it's not something we take advantage of at Walt Disney World, again, being so close to being annual pass holders.
This culture has been here longer than World, so I think they're kind of okay with what they've got going. That's
so
my opinion.
Exactly. I get a little nervous every time they change something here that the thought of introducing a dining plan will, you know, hurt my brain. It did for a second.
So. Well, you know, a lot of changes are coming, so unfortunately,
know.
But... hopefully they'll be for the better. All right. So our next question is, what is the difference between Magic Morning, Early Entry, and Extra Magic Hours?
Okay.
In Disneyland.
Dun, dun, dun.
She needs her
I need my
PowerPoint.
Notes. Exactly. Magic Morning is where you have a three-day ticket or more. You're able to go inside Disneyland 1 hour early than the general public. Extra Magic Hour is for hotel guests staying on property at a Disneyland resort. So you're able to go into the park 1 hour early as well. When you're a hotel guest, you get the Extra Magic Hour every day for the length of your ticket. Whereas the Magic Morning, you're only getting that one Magic Morning, and it's only good for Disneyland.
Oh, okay. Hey.
I studied.
You studied. It's so complicated. Why do they make everything complicated?
I don't know. It should be called the same thing.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, it's so hard to explain to clients because they're like, well, you know, do I have this one or do I have that one? Right. And how do I get that one? And it's like, It's all right.
And in a world, we have extra hours in the morning. We have extra hours at night. Mm-hmm. It's different parks. It's different days.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand. It gets to be quite complicated. So what's the benefit of it, right? So the benefit of it is you're in the park early.
Yes.
So you can get to a ride early.
Yes. When I do a magic morning or extra magic hour, I head straight to Fantasyland. I get all of my Fantasyland rides out of the way, you know, during that time.
Because most of those Fantasyland rides, well, all the Fantasyland rides are not fast passes.
Correct.
None of them. Which we'll talk about later, but because they're not fast passes, it's easier to get to those and get on them and be done with them.
Exactly.
Some of them load a little slower than the rest of the park also.
That's right. You know, these are, these are legacy rides. These are boat rides with limited capacity and things like that. So they do tend to back up during the day. So
exactly. You could do that, or you could go to Tomorrowland and do Space Mountain, because that's open during extra magic hours or magic mornings. I would basically do the biggest ride or all the Fantasyland rides. And if Magic Morning is in California Adventure, run to Radiator Springs Racers.
Yes, like, that's very, very popular.
That's probably the longest line here at Disneyland, period, for any ride. So you want to go ahead and get that one out of the way. That's what I would do during the Magic Morning extra magic hours.
All right, so what do your sons want to ride first? What's the one thing they have to ride away?
You know what? It doesn't matter when they do it. They always have to get on Racers. Every single trip. It is that. So we're getting the fast passes for Racers. Exactly. If we're in Disneyland, Space Mountain is their favorite.
Wow.
Yeah. They're pretty daring, those boys. They will not do Mission Breakout.
The new Tower of Terror has become Guardians of the Galaxy. We have not had
terrifying.
Is it? Have you done it?
Yes, it is terrifying. I feel bad for putting my kids on there.
We're going to do it tomorrow as a group. We'll have a group ride tomorrow. Yeah, Kevin.
Not we.
Exactly. It's not a we. It's a
they are going to do it tomorrow.
It is absolutely terrifying, and I like roller coasters.
Wow.
I was like, what the heck just happened?
Oh, no. Now I'm having second thoughts about it.
No, you have to do it at least once. You have to do it once. Like, you have to make your own opinion about it, too.
Were you happy when they made the change, or were you one of the people who said, leave it as is?
I am one of the people who never likes the changes when it's happening until after it happened. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, this was a good change. I didn't get on Tower of Terror before.
Right.
So that was just a ride my kids were too scared to do. And so, yeah, I like the change, but it's just terrifying.
We have California Adventure behind us. Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout is to the side here. Mm-hmm. One of the rides that frightens me to no end that I won't do, believe it or not, is the Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Because those stupid things move. Exactly. Those pods move.
But they have it where you can either do the swinging ones or the non-swinging ones.
Yeah, my problem is someone make a mistake and put me in the swinging one.
Right.
Or all of a sudden the non-swinging one's going to move.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a separate line, though.
All right, I believe you.
Right,
maybe.
I'm talking you into it.
All right, moving on. Why can't I link my Disneyland reservation to my Disney Experience account?
Great question. Disneyland doesn't use my Disney Experience, so that's probably why people have that trouble trying to link the reservation. Really, there is a separate Disneyland app. And so you are going to want to download the app, and you are going to want to link your tickets to the app. Mm-hmm. So, do that as soon as you have your ticket information, because in the event that you lose your ticket, you can use the app to be able to get new tickets. I have lost my passes before and That's pulled awesome. It up on the app.
Awesome advice.
So you're definitely going to want to utilize the app, and the app is good for wait times. It's good for locating characters. You're going to have your entertainment schedule on there. It's the wait times are so accurate, it's ridiculous. So, you know, you are still going to want to download the app and use the app, be familiar with it, but you're not going to have My Disney Experience. So.
My Disney Experience is like when you just said you don't like change until it happens. Nobody wanted My Disney Experience.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted, oh, that was going to be terrible and we don't want to use it. Now people want to use it so much they want to use it at Disneyland.
Oh, yes.
So exactly. It's become sort of ubiquitous in the planning community of that's something they really want to do. I feel like I'm leaving you out because my back is to you.
That's okay. You guys are doing fine.
All right.
Aww. I'm judging you and you're both doing fine.
Thank you very much. You can jump in. Jump right in whatever you want.
Well, I don't really have anything to add to that. You guys covered it.
All right.
Well, thank you.
There very possibly in the future could be a My Disney Experience for Disneyland. We don't know. Speculation, but it's so popular with World that it might be something. But we talked about this on another show. The planning that goes into a Disneyland vacation is different than a World vacation.
It is.
There's not that 180 days advance for restaurants. There's not that, I got to get my Fast Pass right away.
There's two parks opposed to four, right, as exactly. opposed to four.
Right.
And that's exactly what I like about it. I love that about Disneyland. The spontaneity.
I like both.
Yeah.
They're different.
Yeah.
They're
exactly.
All right, so moving on to something else that Disneyland doesn't have. Oh, my God, they don't have anything here.
Right.
Does Disney...
Nothing.
We have nothing to offer. Does Disneyland offer Magic Bands?
Somebody asked me this yesterday. No.
Nope, they do not. No Magic Bands here.
I'm moving
here. You can bring it with you. It's just not going to do anything.
But it's just jewelry.
Yeah, it's a nice little accessory to wear, you know.
The locals will make fun of you.
Right, they're going to be like, what's that? My friend asked me, can I have a Magic Band? How do I get one? I was like, go to Disney World.
Right.
That's how you're going to get one. Yeah.
I mean, travel agent.
All right, so let's talk about this. You were out earlier this year to Disney World for training, and you stayed at a Disney World hotel, and you did My Disney Experience, and you did the Magic Band. Is it better? Is it just different? Is it more necessary? Oops, sorry about that. Whoa, there goes my mic.
I'm going to say this. I reserved Be Our Guest 3 times, and we missed it all 3 times.
Oh, no.
That's how we are with reservations and... We are very spontaneous people, and we wake up and we want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And so it was very hard. Like the first day, I think I cried because I was like, we're going to miss this restaurant. We have to get there right now. You don't understand. Hurry up and walk.
It's not vacation unless you cry.
Right, exactly. And, you know, a lot of people, I would sit around and I would talk to different people. They would say the same thing. They were like, I had a meltdown because we were going to miss our reservation. And so.
The Walt Disney World reservation police are going to come after you.
That's right.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Exactly. You're not having a good time in this unless there's some stress.
I had to step back and I was like, we are going to miss every single Fast Pass. We're going to miss every single reservation. Don't plan on.
What about the Magic Bands? Did you like the Magic Bands?
I like the Magic Bands to open my room. And I like the Magic Band to charge things to the room. Again, I have a Disney spending problem. So that was fun.
And having your credit card on your wrist doesn't help, does it?
No, it didn't help at all. And I actually did better than I thought I was going to do. So I was happy.
But. Yeah, because something you have to consider, too, is, you know, this means now retrofitting everything here for the Magic Band. Mm-hmm. Resorts would have to be retrofitted. You know, so it would be quite an expense for World to do it. Not saying they wouldn't.
But the new Fast Pass machines look a lot like Magic Band scanners. So...
Here at Disneyland.
Just
here
saying?
At Disneyland. I'm just saying, they look a lot like what you will hold your Magic Band up to. So I don't know what they're trying to pull here.
For those of you who don't like change, you're doing it a little bit at a time.
You're doing it a little bit at a time for its pass holders.
They're throwing away your stuff a little bit at a time,
right.
Like we do to hoarders. Speaking of Fast Passes, let's talk about Fast Passes at Disneyland.
Yes.
Confuses people, especially folks coming from World. They want to know how the Disneyland Fast Passes work.
Sure. So for now, they are same day, meaning that you wake up, you go inside the park, you scan your admission ticket at the kiosk, and you receive a time to come back. And now, when you return to the line to ride the ride, you have to scan your admission ticket to instead of showing the FastPass ticket.
So this is a fairly recent change because this is new for us.
Yeah.
You used to get the paper FastPasses. Now it's linked to your Park Pass, which is a physical ticket at this point.
Yes. Yes, that change happened overnight.
Uh-oh. She did not agree.
I was told today you might have to show your ticket at the beginning of the line as you enter the attraction itself.
You show the ticket at the beginning of the line. You scan it like in that little magic band type ball. Okay. And then sometimes they have a second checkpoint in the line where you have to scan it again. Just in case, you know, people try to cross over the...
Or maybe someone swaps out with somebody or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How many fast passes are you allowed?
Now, you can get a new fast pass every 2 hours. As long as the fast pass is available, like they're still giving out fast passes. So in theory, if you're on a 12-hour day, you could get up to 6 fast passes easily. Yeah. But you have to be on top of it.
Now, I do want to point out, we do record these shows early. We're actually in the middle of July right now. I'm not sure when this show will air, but we are hearing discussions of something called MaxPass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very...
What did you say?
MaxPass for fast passes. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is MaxPass.
So I don't want to, you know, I'm going to make sure that if you're watching this and things have changed, it's simply because things are changing. But there is, you know, a rumor that fast passes might change in the future.
Yes.
But you can still get them every 2 hours with the current
system
for now.
And with the Max Pass, is for everybody that likes to plan ahead of time, you're going to be able to pay an additional fee and then book your fast passes ahead of time. Is that the case?
I haven't done much research into the Max Pass.
Okay.
So we'll have to wait and see how it turns out.
All right.
The other thing too is here at Disneyland, there's not as many Fast Pass attractions.
Mm-hmm.
At least at this moment, there's not as many. I don't know if that'll change and they'll add more. Obviously, the big, quote-unquote, e-ticket rides are Fast Pass. But I think you'll find so many more attractions that aren't that they may not have to worry about that going forward.
Exactly. And the lines aren't as long either as compared to Disney World. So, you know, a long wait. I think Radiator Racers, that's about 75 minutes typically. So, you know, there's multiple rides at Disney World that are 75 minutes all the time, you know.
Right.
And so here, you do have a better chance of getting on a ride without even using a fast pass at all, just waiting 30 minutes.
We had this discussion on a show when Kevin's nephew was in town, and he came to town being Walt Disney World. And when he came to Walt Disney World, he didn't do his fast passes in advance. We got him his tickets the first day he went to the parks, and he was able to get some fast passes. But he also said, for the rides I really want to do, I waited in line.
Yeah.
You know, this is the way it used to be.
Exactly.
We used to wait in line.
Right.
And waiting in line was part of the experience. You either talked to people or you enjoyed what the queue
At one point it started to rain and he thought that would shorten the line for the...
Pandora.
So he went and got in line and he said he waited about an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, there's tricks like that for sure. But yeah, I think what's happened is, you know, Disney's trained us into this fast pass culture.
Correct.
And, you know, sometimes it's okay to wait in a line. You know, it's not going to kill you.
That's when I have the best conversations with whoever I'm with. Are in lines.
That's where I practice my ignoring people. That's how we go. I do a lot of this. I do a lot of everything else becomes much more interesting around me.
Exactly.
I don't be talking to strangers. Along the lines of attractions, let's talk about some of our favorite Disneyland attractions. What are the must not miss attractions?
Racers.
Radiator Springs Racers for sure.
Yes.
That's a biggie.
Space Mountain is different.
Yes.
So you have to try it. You have to try the Space Mountain here. I love it.
I'm a big believer in that in general, that if you're a Walt Disney World fan, do the rides that are there and here.
Yes.
Haunted Mansion is different. Pirates is different. You mentioned that Space Mountain's different. So it's fun to do that and compare the different rides.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
For sure. Kevin, what's your not-miss attraction?
Fantasmic.
Excellent.
Right.
Do you want me to say more about that?
Yeah, please do, because I was hoping.
Fantasmic is done around the Rivers of America here in Disneyland. It gets very, very crowded, and that area becomes very congested. Fantasmic does not have a theater here in Disneyland. It's done on the surface of Disneyland, where at Hollywood Studios, we have a special theater for it. Mm-hmm. It's just different. It is... I know this is blasphemy, being a Walt Disney World kind of guy. Fantasmic is better here.
I love Fantasmic here. World of I can't
color.
Wait till it comes back.
Yeah. Yeah. We were in the park earlier this morning, and we heard them doing trial runs of it.
Wow.
Yeah, so
and I understand that it might be back as early as next week.
Yeah, the 17th.
Oh, wow.
I think it's coming back.
They're waiting for us to leave.
They are.
No.
We also love World of Color. Although color is fantastic as well. I'm going to fix this just in
all
case
the feels.
It's showing.
It makes me cry every single time I watch it.
Does it make you cry?
Yes. I cry over everything.
You are a crybaby.
I am.
That's all right. It's okay. It makes, you know, Disney is an emotional place, you know.
One of the folks
memories.
That is with us on our trip, every time he got off a ride this morning, I would ask him if he cried.
He's a young man, and he said, did you cry? He's like, no, I didn't cry.
He finally got to tell me he was crying inside.
Oh, just crying on the inside.
However, you know, for those World fans... Disneyland has Mr. Toad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you want to come out on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, this is where you're going to see it.
For Disneyland fans, we still have Country Bears.
Correct. And that was one of the first things I did.
Did you?
Country Bear. Yeah.
We had this discussion on another show. Greg loves the Country
Bears. Mr. Toad is my mom's favorite ride.
Is it really?
It
Something
really
else
is.
That
she
you
has to do that every time.
I apologize. I didn't interrupt. Something else that you find in Disneyland is cast members that have been here for a very long time.
Yes.
We spoke with a man this morning who has held his position for 35 years at the Plaza Inn. And he was just as lovely and charming and was so thrilled to invite us into his restaurant. But these are people that have been here a long time.
Yes.
We don't find that as often in Walt Disney World. There are some that have been there since it opened. Fewer and farther between.
I believe in World, though, a lot of those folks move on to other positions. It's rare to find, like this gentleman was, I don't know if he was he a host?
I would say that, yes. No, he was a host at the Plaza Inn.
Plaza Inn. He was a host at the Plaza Inn. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, holding that position for 35 years, so apparently it was, you know, something that was lucrative enough for him to stay there.
Yeah.
But also, you know, his loyalty to that place, sure,
and
for sure.
There's a janitor here. His name is Chester. I know him by name.
Wow.
Like, and not because I used to work here or anything. He just made my kids'
messy?
Day.
Oh, no.
No, you know, we were just standing around having one of those magical Disney moments, and he comes up to us and he asks me my name, he asks me my birth month. He made a song with my name and my birth month. And then,
wow.
Like, gave buttons to my kids and stickers and stuff like that. He did it with their names, too. And it's like, he had been here for 30, 40 years himself.
Wow.
And I will never forget him. Of course, I ran at City Hall, and I gave him a big thank you. And, you know, you did a great job. You made our day. Like, the cast members here, honestly, are one of the reasons why I come back all the time.
That's awesome.
They put you in that bubble. They put you in that bubble. And they want you to feel like you're appreciated here.
And now everyone is going to go try to find Chester.
You find Chester. He is here. I bet you anything he's here right now.
Make the song
today.
For me, Chester.
Exactly.
I mentioned World of Color, one of my favorite things. What is the best way to see World of Color?
Get a fast pass.
Right.
Get a dining package. Or a dessert package.
Dessert package, yep, fantastic. Mm-hmm. One of the nice things about, we'll go into each of those individually.
Mm-hmm.
So Fast Pass is like a Fast Pass for an attraction.
Correct, and it's not going against your allotment for Fast Passes.
Oh, okay.
So you can have a World of Color Fast Pass and have a Fast Pass at the same time for another attraction. And so
when do you get those? You get those in the morning?
Get it in the morning before 2. That's usually when I see that they're out for the day.
Okay.
It's around 2. So, yeah, definitely that should be one of the first fast passes you get.
And that allows you a certain location.
Yes.
A standing location somewhere.
Yes.
Around the World of Color area where the performance is.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a dining package... It's just that. You're saying, I'm going to eat at a certain restaurant, and that guarantees you, again, a spot around the World of Color. I don't know what it's called. Is it the Lagoon?
It's Paradise Pier.
Okay, around Paradise Pier, Paradise. The Sea World of Color. Another option is the dessert party.
Yes, and the seating for the dessert party is awesome.
Right. So that's one of the things about the dessert party is in addition to getting dessert, which is great,
yes,
you get a seat.
Yes.
A very
yes.
coveted seat for World of Color.
A seat, a table. You have, like, prime location. You're right there. It's one day I'm going to do a dessert party.
Awesome.
I have to put it that way. I'm going to do a dessert party, so...
Also, just doing that. Kevin, you can see World of Color if you come on an Adventures by Disney trip.
Mm. You can. Adventures by Disney, make sure that we have good viewing areas for World of Color.
Very nice.
Are you going to be in charge of the tablecloth?
I am. Right, and I apologize to anyone watching that I just yawned. I did get up at 4:15 this morning.
All right. Poor Kevin. So there are definitely ways to see it. And you could also just try to show up and see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't believe that definitely. That's most likely you're going to get one of the not great viewing areas. Do a lot of people line up early if they don't have a fast pass?
People line up early, and I don't
do it.
Don't, because you can still get a spot. You know, I've walked up the last minute and gotten a spot, not in front of somebody else, but you know, just enjoy your day and then find a spot. Mm-hmm.
All right. We are actually running out of time here. We're on a time schedule because we're being very generously granted this space. Disney allowed us to use this space. So we're almost out of time. We're going to answer one more question. And what I think what should happen is, for the questions we haven't answered, Patrice should come to Orlando.
Yeah.
And come to our studio. Oh. And do
I thought you were going to say she had to go to the people's houses.
I
and
love
answer.
It.
You have to personally go.
Of course I'll go back to Orlando. I love it.
Awesome. So next time
you're
in Orlando.
I have to go to Orlando for work.
Right?
Oh, no. That's horrible.
So we'll make sure we get more of your questions. If we haven't answered your questions, your question hasn't been asked and answered, send us a text, send us a tweet, post it on our Facebook page, or you can write to any of us, and we'll save it for the next show. And I think a helicopter is going overhead. So we'll save it for the next show. But so we'll do one more question.
I also would like to plug something.
Okay.
I would like to plug Patrice.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a good idea.
If you would like to book a Disney vacation and use our resident expert, Patrice, Patrice can be reached at?
Say your email address.
I'm going to spell it.
Yes.
PATRICIE. At dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
Awesome. I'm hoping that in the post-production, our guys can put in what we call our lower thirds. That'll have our names.
For the non-watchers, though, they need to know that Patrice is available to help them with their vacation.
I am.
You can write to any of us. You can write to Patrice directly. You can go to our website and put in for a no-obligation quote, and we'll be happy to get that out to you. And if you have questions before you even want a quote, definitely write to us. And guess what? I'm not even going to do our last question, so you're going to have to come to Orlando and do a show. So there.
Part three.
And you have to bring Dennis with you, too. Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Leave him at home.
Who's Dennis?
My fiancé.
All right.
He's a mess.
He's nuts. All right. Thank you, Patrice, for being here with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, for being behind my shoulder.
You make it sound like I was given a choice.
Really? We want to say a special thank you to the folks at Disney for helping us arrange doing our show here remotely with this great backdrop behind us.
Thank you, Disney.
Thank you, Disney. Thank you.
And thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.
Hi, everybody.